Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Playing a man down for the foreseeable future. Our professional intrepid reporter has been sequestered in the quarantine reporter room as he requests to ask a question. I don't know what's going on there. Actually, is underway. Chris Bleck, what is the likelihood that our guy is going to be able to ask the question, and what the hell just went on in my headset?
That's where we're trying to connect Sylvie to you through the different studios.
Really? Yeah. So we can talk?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
That's fantastic.
The odds that he gets asked a question, yeah. I would say him he will.
Yes.
But there's actual news today.
Right.
So.
I mean, guys are in town. This is mandatory mini camp. We learned that Eddie Goldman is not available, right? He is not in the building up there. I believe that was determined. Allen Robinson is actually at the facility for the mandatory mini camp. So that is news as well. But Sylvie has been told by Bears people that he will be, in fact, able to ask a question of Matt Nagy today as he meets the press here shortly. So, have we connected with him as well?
Or I don't think we're going to be able to.
Not a problem.
Plus, Matt Nagy is starting right now. Matt Nagy has begun the question portion of today's practice.
Where is Sylvie in the queue?
We don't. There's no queue. I will give a little behind the scenes for those interested, which are probably few. When they send out the Zoom link to the members of the media that are invited to the Zoom, the producers here at ESPN 1000 get these emails. I get it. Danny gets it. Chris gets it, et cetera, et cetera. It says the first bullet point is priority for asking questions will be given to those who regularly cover the team.
Which is not him.
Then for others, if time allows.
Yes. So what are you guys both, you're veterans of this situation. He has been told by Bears personnel that he will be allowed to ask his question.
I can report to you guys that Sylvie was not called on first.
Okay. And what are the odds that he will actually get his question asked, do you believe, Chris Black?
I'm going to give it like 37%.
Really?
Yeah.
And JD felt the same way, but JD was not aware that Sylvie had made contact with people up at Alice Hall. Adam Abdallah, what is your
he keeps pulling a cap. I'm watching him.
Yeah, he's moving his camera all over the place.
He's turning it off. He's turning it on.
Why is he doing all of that?
I don't know. I think I agree with Chris. I think there's like a 40% chance that he gets a question.
Really?
Well, yeah, because like there's a set amount of time. And if Biggs asked two questions, if Dan Weider asked two questions, if JD asked a couple
questions.
Are you
guys surprised that his question hasn't been asked already? Like his.
No,
like,
because I don't think.
He's a good questioner. But this isn't, like, earth-shattering.
I don't think you're going to get a real answer to it, so.
So guys just decide not to ask it because you're not going to, they know they're not going to get a real answer to it?
Yeah, I feel like you're not going to get a real answer because he's not going to put himself in a situation to give away, like, secret. Like, if that's a secret.
Well, Chris said we have news today. What would you call, I mean, the news today is Eddie Goldman is not there. Allen Robinson is there, correct? That would probably be the two headline.
Yes, I would imagine that would be the first couple. He said, Matt Nagy clearly displeased that Eddie Goldman is skipping minicamp. It is not an excused absence, according to Jason Leisure.
They have the ability to find guys who skip mandatory practices, correct?
Correct. Like Nick Foles, Allen Robinson, and Khalil Mack were all back at practice.
Okay. And Akeem Hicks, I guess, that was my guess when I guess it was Eddie Goldman who wasn't there in the interior of the defensive line.
And man,
but Akeem is
happy
there.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to it. I'm listening to both at the same time. And it was a follow-up to ask whether or not it was an excused absence for Goldman.
And he said no.
And Matt Nagy did not seem pleased. Yeah. So that's something I'll pull for us when he's done. But, yeah.
Interesting. Like we all know Eddie Goldman decided that he was not going to play last year because of COVID, and players had that option. So he opted out, and I know they were expecting him to be back. So
more news. Robert Quinn didn't practice today due to a lower back injury. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
Like, that's...
It's a lot of money. Get that back out of me.
That is. That is. Oh, by the way, we do have this list from Pro Football Focus, and it pertains to one of the guys that is there today that wasn't part of the voluntary OTAs, and that's Allen Robinson, who I believe has about a month between now and the deadline for him and the Bears to come to a long-term agreement on a contract extension, which I don't believe any of us think will happen this year. Believe that Allen Robinson will play on the franchise tag. But according to Pro Football Focus, they have a list of the 32 best wide receivers entering the 2021 season. I've got the list narrowed down to the top 10. And Anthony Treche, I believe, is the author. And he leads into the article saying, continuing our series of 2021 NFL position rankings, we turn our attention to the pass catchers. Wide receiver is the most valuable position on the field after the quarterback, and it elicits a hotly contestable debate as to who the best really is. I would ask you, do you believe wide receiver after quarterback is the most important position on offense?
Yeah, it has to be. I would
Not left think. Tackle?
I mean...
Listen, as a former wide receiver, I find myself to be a bit biased, and I do believe it is. I believe wide receivers are more important than running backs these days. You guys agree with that or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
Based on the emphasis on the passing game. Like, that's why David Montgomery can be such a valuable player, because not only is he a solid runner of the football, he is a very good pass catcher, I think, as well. Or I think he can be.
I can report back. We are five questions in. Sylvia is yet to be called on.
Yeah. Yeah. How many questions do they normally do?
It's not an amount of questions. It's the amount of time.
Well, yeah. And guess what? I think the coach, especially if he's ticked off a little bit because one of his players that was expected to be there isn't there, you could see that maybe he will become a little bit hasty with regard to his patience.
It's also one of those things, like, there's actual real questions to be asked today pertaining to today's actual minicamp.
Hey, Allen Robinson is there. How's Allen look? Why isn't Eddie there?
I'm not saying that Sylvie's question isn't important.
It's important to him.
They're asking specific questions to today's practice at the moment, so...
Do you want a 10 through 1, or do you just want to know where our favorite Bears wide receiver
is? I mean, number 1 is Devontae Adams from the Packers. Number 2 is DeAndre Hopkins from the Cardinals. Number 3 is Tyreek Hill from
the
Kansas
City Chiefs. These are all guesses by you. They're all very good guesses.
And number 4, I don't like the guessing game. And number 4 is Allen Robinson from the Bears. Number 5, Julio Jones, who is no longer a Falcon. He is
a Titan. And number 6 is A.J. Brown from
the Titans. Also a
Titan. Michael Thomas comes in at 7. Stephon Diggs comes in at 8. Adam Thielen comes in at 9. And Justin Jefferson comes in at 10. Now, this is what they say about Allen Robinson. After enduring poor quarterback play in every single year of his NFL career, Robinson finally has a signal caller with immense potential throwing him the ball and Justin Fields. We now get to see what he can do with a quality passer. What Robinson accomplished with Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles at the helm in 2020 was nothing short of exceptional. His team ranked 6th to last in passing grade, and Robinson saw more inaccurate targets than anyone in the NFL by a comfortable margin. Yet, he still managed to be the 3rd most valuable player at the position while ranking 5th in receiving grade on the year. He tied for the most contested catches with 21 and posted a 1% drop rate that ranked 3rd among receivers with 100-plus targets. Since joining the Bears in 2018, Robinson ranks 5th in drop rate, 2.2%, 1st in contested catches with 61, and 6th in WAR generated. Is that wins above replacement as well in football as opposed to baseball? Mm-hmm. Look, I think we all feel very good about Allen Robinson. I just personally, as much as I like him, I would not rank him as a top 5 receiver in the league. I think he's a number 1, as Sylvia has always said.
He's a number 1. Is he number 4? I mean, can you tell me you'd rather have Allen Robinson or Julio Jones?
Or Michael Thomas.
Or Michael Thomas. I think Devontae Adams is the number 1 wide receiver in the NFL.
The number 1 or
the
a number
no,
one?
No, the number 1. Adams?
DeAndre Hopkins is in that in that conversation.
I would say Michael Thomas, DeAndre
Hopkins.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill has a bigger impact. Michael Thomas obviously was not on the field a ton this year because he was dealing with a multitude of injuries. But, like, that guy never drops a ball. Stephon Diggs has really blossomed. I mean, he was great with the Vikings and has taken another step with Buffalo. Adam Thielen gets a ton of respect. I think Justin Jefferson was one of the most impressive rookies we saw all of last year, regardless of position. He was fantastic for the Minnesota Vikings. So, according to Pro Football Focus, heading into the 2021 NFL season, Allen Robinson is the fourth best receiver in the league. Again, that's still a debatable conversation, I think, or a debatable issue. But now the decision is going to have to be made. Maybe not at this point because you have him on the franchise tag.
They also don't have any money.
Yeah, and I think
if you restructure his deal, if you've given him an extension or whatever, I guess you could just pay him the franchise tag this year. But you're not going to do that. What are you going to say? Hey, we're going to add on three more years to your contract, but we can only pay you the franchise this year.
Well, the Bears and everybody else, everyone will have, I think, more flexibility or should have some more flexibility next year because the salary cap, it decreased because of the pandemic and the revenue decrease. So going into the 2022 season, there should be a bigger and better market for the top wide receivers, free agent wide receivers. So if he gets through the 2021 season and has comparable production, which my expectation is he will, and he stays healthy, I would think that his outlook next year would be even more advantageous financially. So,
Chris, how are we looking? How many questions so far?
We're seven deep, guys. Seven deep, a lot of follow-ups. Okay. And Sylvie talked about the strategy here is when you announce your question, you say, I have a follow-up question. Dan Weir is the last reporter to pull that strategy
and
off.
What are they asking about now? Like more topical issues than...
Matt Nagy is just rambling about Jimmy Graham's part of the offense.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, and they've talked about some different things, like Andy Dalton, from what they could see. This is an Adam Johns question.
Okay.
They weren't on the close field today, so it was tough to see what was actually taking place.
Has there been any questions about like what Chris Collinsworth and Matt Nagy talked about?
No.
There's been no discussion about who's leading the quarterback charge heading into training.
No, but the Johns question, like I was saying, was about Dalton connecting on deep balls to Goodwin.
Okay.
And whether or not that's what they were actually seeing. And so, like, he was talking about that and Andy's participation in today's practice. But, yeah, we're seven deep. Weider asked a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Weider is actually asking his second part of the question right now.
Can you see any type of expression on Sylvie's face? Is he sweating? Is he pissed? Is he?
I can see it from in here. Yeah. He's a little
stalking.
Is he stalking?
Hands up still.
Yeah.
A lot of hands are up in the Zoom.
I don't know if he can hear us, but he's probably concerned about what we're saying about it. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear us, Sylvie.
He looked up just now when you said that.
No.
Okay, so he's not listening to us.
And to be fair, Nagy was on time.
Yeah, he was pretty good today.
Maybe it was 4:02,
okay.
But then he was on time. He was right there.
Okay. Yeah, he was pretty good today. So Sylvie's been sitting in there on the Zoom for about 16 minutes now.
Okay, well, when we come back, we'll give you an update on whether or not Sylvie has been able to ask his question or if he's pissed as he was last time when he was skipped, omitted. Forgotten about all of that other good stuff. I know this is what people are dying to hear. Did Sylvie get to ask his question? We'll let you know when we come back.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I have confirmation that the squeaky wheel got oiled. Can somebody confirm that?
Yeah, he just asked this question.
Did
and he definitely tried to fluff Nagy.
Did he?
Oh, he fluffed him for sure.
Hope the family's well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting me ask a question.
Nagy did not fluff back.
Yeah, oh, no.
No.
Right into the answer, and now we're waiting for Sylvie's follow-up question.
Okay, all right.
We'll bring you that audio. As this is the last question, he was given the very last question. So now, as soon as it's over... You'll hear it here.
Yeah.
Was there a promise to Andy Dalton?
They went through the entire process with all the people that are there every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then finally they're appeasing our friend.
Of course.
And greasing the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, he got a new table.
And there was a draft where they originally sat him inside the restaurant. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, look, it's a negative.
This bread is cold. Can I get a fresh, serving of bread?
I'm just surprised at the lack of fluff back. Nagy's usually pretty good about doing that. Oh, you know, if he hasn't, especially like.
So maybe he didn't appreciate the question.
When it's been a long time since he's seen people, will say.
Normally he'll say he would have checked in on Sylvie. Good to hear. Good to see that you're doing well.
JD, and, good to see you. And Stacey.
Good follow up, Sylvie. Good follow up.
Good to see you,
Stacey. This is good, like, guys.
Yeah.
Like JD mentioned that, like, Stacey Dales of the NFL Network is not always on these, but when he does see her, he's
of course.
Hey, you know, Stacey, great to see you again, because she's not on every single reporter. Zoom. So if Nagy doesn't see you every time, he's very personable.
Well, he's very personable.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I just wish at times he would have dedicated the offense to running it more, and
would have put Mitch in a position
to take advantage of his limited skill set.
He followed up on the Collinsworth thing on whether or not Justin Fields can't win the starting job.
Okay, so good questions by Sylvie.
This is going
to
be good.
Yeah, he went back to listen when he was doing this. You know, the reporting thing. He was damn good at it. I think they called him the Bulldog, right?
Why? Because he would barely breathe and need routine checkups.
He would gnaw at your shoes and pee wherever he wanted, I guess. I don't know.
It's a common misconception, the Bulldog. The Bulldog is one of like the laziest dogs in the world.
I know. I mean, like Ugga, the mascot for Georgia.
He's going to be coming in because it just ended. So here we go.
Is he satisfied?
Here comes the Bulldog.
Does he have a satisfied look on his face?
Here he comes. Here he comes.
You said you didn't like what you heard?
No, I want to make sure I confirm what I heard.
Let me
get my headset.
What a professional.
Yeah, let me get my headset. Yeah. Once again, like Cap, stalking the room. I want him to know that the first reaction from the crew was that Sylvie fluffed and was not fluffed in return.
I was not fluffed in return. I told you I would not be fluffed. Yeah. There's no fluffing after.
But he hasn't seen you in a while.
Right.
Usually he does
the
wonderfully
courteous, nice man.
Hey, nice to see you.
Super good guy. You said, how's your family?
Usually he would say, how's your family? You know, hope your family's well back.
But there's no question that he was alerted by
Faber. Yeah. Faber told me, I've got you. Like, as the press conference continued to go, I even got a text from the Bears. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you.
So they knew where you were coming
from. Yeah, they were ready. Now, I think, Bleck, I need to hear this again because the phone audio is tough. So I asked him about the promises. He assured me there were no promises. Did you read this or did you hear the response?
No.
So I asked him about, he assured me there were no promises, but that he did tell Andy that he was the starter. And thus I followed up and I said, we played the Chris Collinsworth podcast on the show. We want clarification on what you were saying. Does this mean that
it's not an open competition?
No, I said, does this mean that Justin Fields cannot win the job? And I believe he said, yes, Justin Fields cannot win the job. That Andy's our starter, that the lingo. He said earlier in the press conference, I believe, that how hard it was for him just saying the play in the huddle.
For Justin.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to teach him how to give it rhythmically. I want to just make sure, though, I'm not misquoting it, Chris, because, again, with my phone audio, it cuts in and out.
But I have the full thing, so let's listen to the full thing.
Yeah,
is that good?
Play the whole thing here. This is just minutes ago on the Bears
fluff
press conference.
Fluff and no return fluff.
Yeah. Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. Hope the family's well. I've got a follow-up question for you after this as well. Been wanting to know, did anyone in the organization ever promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day of the regular season?
No, Mark. I'd say promises are, as we all know, promises can get pretty crazy. But what we told Andy is that he's our starter, and he knows that. And that's what Justin knows. That's what Nick knows. You know, the rest of our coaches, and we tell these guys. Knowing that there's got to be a start, right? So that's where we're at. And now they go ahead and all three of them are going to be the best quarterback they can be. And then that gets into that plan, this plan that we keep talking about. And it takes a little bit of time. But to answer your first question, there was no promises, but we told him, and I specifically told him, you're our starter, you know? So that's that. And now when you're in Andy's role, when you're in Justin's role, when you're in Nick's role, they know their roles, and now it's their job to be able to be the best quarterback they can be. But I'll just be very clear. That being said, does that mean that these guys aren't competing? Absolutely not. They're competing. Like, they want to be the best. And so, and they wouldn't want their, they wouldn't want each other to not be any different. So, or to be any different. So, you know, that's the answer to that.
And based on that, we played your answer from Chris Collinsworth's podcast today, where you said that Andy Dalton is the starter. So we wanted clarification whether or not that means that Justin Fields cannot win the job.
Whether it's clarification that he can't win it, yes, correct. Andy Dalton is our starter. And when we go through this process, there, like I said today, just calling a play in the huddle, and that gets to the instant gratification part that we all want, right? I understand that. Andy understands that. Justin understands it. Nick understands it. Our coaches understand that we all get excited about Justin Fields. You know, we'd all be lying if we didn't, if we said something different. But that said, we're excited about Andy Dalton too. And we know that if we stick to this plan that we have, that everything's going to be just fine. And that's where like these type of questions or being able to explain as we go, because let's face it, when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, you go through preseason, the only goal that we have is to put the best quarterback out there. And Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin's our number two and Nick's our number three. And we're going to play that out and make sure that they're all competing, you know, and that's as simple as that.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So that was done. Friendly too. He's always friendly.
He's super friendly, but I mean, again, getting to the football part of it and not being friends and just like the criticism, like, is that right? That you're going into training camp. You just told the kid he cannot win the job, right? I understood that correctly.
Yes.
He definitively told us that Justin Fields cannot win the job. I get it. Look, I get Justin Fields may not win the job. I get that there's a long way to go. But I always believe that you still should let, like we've said, let him tell you if he's ready or not. And to say before camp even starts, did Seattle say that with Russell Wilson? Things change. And what's the point of saying now to Chicago that Andy Dalton is definitively our starter and Justin Fields cannot win it? What if he wows us?
This is their plan. You heard him reference the plan. I wrote down that's the Chiefs' plan. That's the plan they used in Kansas City. Again, I think that the components are different, but look, this is how they're approaching the season.
That was newsy, right? Yeah. Was that not news?
He can't win the job. That's the news.
That's the news out today. Like, you get high marks for the questions that you asked today.
Yeah, there were lots of stuff about Jimmy Graham today, and he was raving about Jimmy Graham. Oh, was he raving?
I was listening to both Waddle talk and the press conference. So I was giving updates as we were going. They're like, how many questions have been asked? I'm like, seven. Somebody hasn't been called on. They're like, what are they talking about now? I don't know. He's rambling about Jimmy Graham. Some dumb blank about Jimmy Graham. I don't know. Did you take anything away from that?
They were raving that Jimmy Graham is going to make Cole Kmet a better player.
His touchdown celebrations, the last touchdown against the Saints. I don't know.
I guess Graham told them today, I think he spoke today, saying that he was really on the fence about retiring.
After this year?
I think
2 years ago.
After this last season. What did he run off the field in New Orleans after the touchdown?
Yeah.
And that was basically him riding off into the sunset. And he had really thought about it. And they sort of said, look, we want you back. We think you have a lot to give. And they believe he has a lot to give to Cole Kmet. So there was a lot of that talk. Let's talk about he has really high hopes for the defense. But again, I think the newsiest part, based on what he said on Collinsworth, and we weren't sure exactly, like, did
he
give himself an out? And by telling me in that very last question in the press conference today that Justin Fields has no chance to win the starting job, I think that's pretty big Chicago Bears news today.
I do too.
Pat myself.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, absolutely. No, it's fantastic. If you're a Bears fan, how does that make you feel?
In that shoulder.
You finally get that quarterback for the future, and he's not allowed to win the starting job. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
So it's an interesting conversation. It certainly is. That's their plan, and I'm not surprised when I heard what he said to – to Chris Collinsworth. Sylvie got it confirmed, but that was my thought, is that they're going with their Chiefs plan here with the Bears.
All right, so do you like the plan? Is it fair? Is it the right move to tell Justin Fields that you have no chance to win the starting job going into your rookie training camp? 312-332-3776. We'll replay that audio that I just got from Matt Nagy coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
So thanks to the Bears for allowing me on the Zoom call. Went back to my reporting days. I was a Bears beat reporter on radio in this town from 1995. That was the year that Eric Kramer took over the job as starting quarterback. It was the Walsh-Kramer year that Kramer won the battle and then rewrote the record books. It's my first Platteville camp. And then my last camp was like 03. And then JD took over. And I became like the pre and post game show host on this radio station, eventually then becoming a talk show host. So I'd been on the beat for a good, you know, 8 or 9 years covering Wani, covering all the Jaron years, and then covering the first year of Lovey, and asked Matt Nagy about the promise. He assured me there was no promise, but he did tell Andy Dalton he's the starter. And he also said that Justin Fields has no chance to win the starting job in camp. Let's play that again for those just tuning in. This was the Bears press conference moments ago. My questions 332-3776 to react.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking my question. Hope the family's well. I've got a follow up question for you after this as well. Been wanting to know: did anyone in the organization ever promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day of the regular season?
No, Mark. I'd say promises are, as we all know, promises can get pretty crazy. But what we told Andy is that he's our starter, and he knows that. And that's what Justin knows. That's what Nick knows. You know, the rest of our coaches, and we tell these guys, knowing that there's got to be a start, right? So that's where we're at. And now they go ahead and all three of them are going to be the best quarterback they can be. And then that gets into that plan, this plan that we keep talking about. And it takes a little bit of time. But to answer your first question, there was no promises, but we told him, and I specifically told him, you're our starter, you know, so that's that. And now when you're in Andy's role, when you're in Justin's role, when you're in Nick's role, they know their roles. And now it's their job to be able to be the best quarterback they can be. But I'll just be very clear. That being said, does that mean that these guys aren't competing? Absolutely not. They're competing. Like, they want to be the best. And so, and they wouldn't want each other to not be any different. So, or to be any different. So, you know, that's the answer to that.
And based on that, we played your answer from Chris Collinsworth's podcast today. Okay. Where you said that Andy Dalton is the starter. So we wanted clarification whether or not that means that Justin Fields cannot win the job.
It's clarification that he can't win it, yes, correct. Andy Dalton is our starter. And when we go through this process, there, like I said today, just calling a play in the huddle, and that gets to the instant gratification part that we all want, right? I understand that. Andy understands that. Justin understands it. Nick understands it. Our coaches understand that we all get excited about Justin Fields. You know, we'd all be lying if we said something different. But that said, we're excited about Andy Dalton too. And we know that if we stick to this plan that we have, that everything's going to be just fine. And that's where like these type of questions or being able to explain as we go, because let's face it, when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, you go through preseason, the only goal that we have is to put the best quarterback out there. And Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin's our number two and Nick's our number three. And we're going to play that out and make sure that they're all competing, you know, and that's as simple as that.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, so that was
you guys
today.
Are besties again.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I think
Look, I really like him. I do. I mean, so that's the plan. The plan is to not allow Justin Fields to win the job. Dan Weider has been texting me saying, look, it's been hinted. I don't think anyone ever got them to say that Justin Fields has no shot to win a quarterback derby.
That
is news, and whether the beat writers who are on the beat every single day don't want to highlight a question that some goofball talk show host asked to get some news, that's fine. But this is news today. So 3-3.
North State Street, 7th floor.
I love it.
The National Scribe.
Bring it down here.
The National Scribe picked
Schefter?
It up.
Schefter's on it?
Nope. Stacey Dales has tweeted about it. Head coach Matt Nagy just said while he never made any official promises to Andy Dalton that he will be the day one starter, he told him he will be the starting quarterback for the team. Quote, promises can get crazy.
But we told Andy
he's our starter, and he knows that.
A-Block can get up tomorrow?
Yes.
A-Block?
Yeah, you know it.
Greeny, come on.
Text Greeny and give him a heads up on this. Seriously.
I don't have the private line.
He didn't respond to my
text.
No.
Lose my number, kid.
Ryan in the car right now. Ryan, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I hope the family's well, guys.
Yeah, thank you. That's good, Ryan.
We should start every call that way, Ryan. Hey, coach.
I hope they do. Hey, wanted to pitch a situation that I feel like is realistic. What happens when the Bears probably inevitably start 1-3, 2-5, and you know the plan is Justin will tell us when he's ready. Well, what if he's not ready week 6? I mean, do they go to Foles?
No.
Does he become the third?
No,
third
you don't. No, if he's not ready to play, you stay with Andy Dalton. Yeah,
or go to Foles if Dalton is so bad.
But you don't put Fields
in there based on if he's not ready.
No,
I don't want to rush the kid either.
Yes, yeah. Look, I get it. Look, again, this is. They're trying to recreate in Chicago what they had in Kansas City. And I'm the first one to tell you it's different because, as I said, Alex Smith was the starting quarterback in 2013, 14, 15, and 16, leading into the year where they drafted Patrick Mahomes in 2017. In those years, they won 11 games, 9 games, 11 games, 12 games. Leading in 2017, Alex Smith was a 4-year starter with the Kansas City Chiefs and won the games I just referenced to you. That's an entirely different set of circumstances than the one we have now. You're looking at this, and this is my supposition, that this is they're following the plan that Matt was part of in Kansas City. It's different here. Andy Dalton is in his first year with the Chicago Bears. He's not been in this organization for 4 years, winning 11 games, 9 games, 11 games, in 12 games. He is coming in. This is his first year the same way this is Justin Fields' year. So to me, it's different. Am I going to get bent out of shape that there's not going to be a competition? Personally, no. I think Justin Fields will play a ton of games this year.
But the same thing of the story is they're both rookies. Like, yes. I've always said, it shouldn't matter about Andy Dalton or Alex Smith. Yes. It's whether or not Pat Mahomes is ready to play or whether Justin Fields is ready to play.
That.
And I'm fine if they say he's not ready. I don't like that they're not letting him show whether or not he's ready.
They're already
ready.
Trying to give you a hint by saying learning to actually say the play in the huddle. That's kind of your breadcrumb that they're not ready for him to be their starter.
Mark in Deer Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
I can't make any promises and say this is what's happening, but this is what's happening.
Yeah.
I think this is Matt Nagy being Matt Nagy with his ego. Him knowing that him and Pace are both on the hot seat, both of them trying to extend their longevity with the Bears and doing exactly what they did with Mitch. This is Mitch 2.0. I'm not comparing Justin Fields and Mitch.
Mitch wasn't ready to start the season.
But they're waiting for the spot into of the season. They plug in Justin Fields to see what he does, gets the fans excited. Next year is his first official year starting from start to finish. And then zero expectations as far as what's going to happen. And again, this is them extending their longevity with the Bears as opposed to doing what's right. And it's complete stupidity to not let the guys compete, as you guys just said. They're not. None of them are established except for Foles. They should all be competing right now for the starting job. Simple as that. This is Matt Nagy, his ego, Pace, and that's my take.
Yeah.
No problem.
I would rather him tell the team – yeah, we're going to let the best guy win. If Justin Fields proves he's ready, that way there's a carrot for Justin Fields. That way the defense understands that the best player will play. I don't like putting a governor on the process. Fine. Again, I keep saying this. If he's not ready, he's not ready. And I'm not in a rush. I want this guy to be the quarterback for the next decade and to be our first great quarterback. But I also think it's a mistake by just putting this, you know, suppression on him and saying, no, you can't win it no matter how good you may be.
I was surprised. Usually you get word salad. I don't think you got this. Is the first time, and maybe it was the direct question that you asked. You didn't get word salad. You actually got concrete answers to the questions you asked.
Are you still texting with our good friend Dan Weider?
He texted me. I got to look at it to see what he was. So,
because, listen, the national media has picked it up. The blogs have started to pick it up.
The blog boys are transcribing it.
It's making the rounds. If Waddle just said it's not word salad finally from the Bears coach.
No, it's not. It's the first time that, like, this is why I think that.
Maybe it's because the paywall. Maybe the paywall is why he doesn't want to.
This was a watershed moment, I think, in listening to Matt talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think this is great. I love how the current crop of beat reporters need the old veteran to come in.
But a lot of them are not highlighting the news because of that.
Well, and now they're trying to ice you out.
What do I say? What do I say all the time? Jealousy is a stinky cologne, my friends. Jealousy is a stinky cologne. And Dan Weider, you reek of it. No, I'm kidding.
When's Dan coming on with us, by the way?
I don't know. It sounds like never.
We should pop him on at five.
He's exclusive to Cap now.
No. Hell no. 332-3776. Your reaction to the news that Matt Nagy says Justin Fields has no chance to win the starting job in training camp. We'll continue to take your phone calls.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Day one of mandatory minicamp, we did get the official word that Andy Dalton starting week one. That is, unless something crazy happens with an injury.
Yeah.
Matt Nagy told me on the Zoom call today that there's no chance that Justin Fields can win the job
Training
camp.
This is their plan.
Weider did acknowledge that finally. He has tweeted out, Matt Nagy said definitively this afternoon that Andy Dalton is the team's week one starter, consistent with what the Bears have emphasized since draft weekend. Mm-hmm. The Bears' long-term plan is to ease Fields into the starting role that they want him to hold down for a decade or longer. I want that. We all want that. Weider adds, I have a little problem with the football strategic part of this Dalton versus Fields decision. The hang-up for many fans, it seems, is the Bears being closed-minded that Fields won't be ready to be a starter by September 12th. My humble opinion, they're simply making an educated guess on that part.
This is their philosophical decision as a team. Are you and Dan going to have drinks?
I think there's going to be a post tomorrow, Pro Football Talk. I think you're going to get a post tomorrow.
Yeah, on this?
I think so.
Well, I think the national media has been infatuated with Justin Fields and the possibility of him winning the job.
No doubt.
And now, before camp starts, you have been told he cannot win the job.
I wasn't kidding about get up tomorrow morning on ESPN television with Greeny. You're going to be A-block material.
Of course.
Danny in Schaumburg.
Pants off.
First of all, Danny, did you have lunch today with Yurko and Carm?
It's James, Sylvie, and Gurney. I think you got the wrong one. You hit the wrong button.
I got Danny and Schaumburg highlighted. Do I have the wrong one? James and Gurney, did you have lunch with Carmen and Yurko today?
I got the two callers whose numbers I recognize mixed up.
That's all right, man. That's okay. Okay, let's start it over. Oh, James and Gurney, hey,
James.
Good job, Silverman. Yeah, you're stirring the pot a little bit, but know your role. I'm sorry, but I'm sick of hearing this guy talk. Please, he's going to talk his way right out. Everybody has a plan, right? We all have a plan until you get punched in the face. It's kind of a mute point anyway, because I don't think that Andy's going to make 16 weeks anyway, but having said that, no reason to say that. I'm sick of hearing him talk and his plans and his offensive plans. Always a plan and all this plan. Where's the plan? The plan is to get better then Andy Dalton, he can play.
He's given you his plan. You may disagree with the plan. Obviously, you do. Many will. But he gave you the plan. Like, if you ask what is his plan, this is as detailed an answer as I've heard from Coach. Like I have said for years now, you usually get a lot of word salad. That was not word salad. He answered your question, and it was a direct question. It was a great question, both of them, and he answered them directly. There's no gray area here. Andy Dalton will be your starter week one.
Justin in Humboldt
Park.
Barring
injury, of course.
Justin in Humboldt Park, you're on ESPN 1000.
How we doing, boys? A huge fan of the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Justin.
So I don't know if you guys caught this video earlier this week on Twitter about Cam Newton and Mac Jones. Cam Newton was just throwing the ball all over the place. Mac Jones was just dropping dimes. If we get into a situation this summer with that, with Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, that where there's clearly a better chemistry with the receivers and stuff like that, at what point do we riot?
I would not suggest rioting at any point.
Yeah, no,
that
we don't
answers
ride
your
over
question.
The
Bears. There's going to be a riot.
But that's the point, Justin. Even if they think there's a 1% chance of Justin Fields being great and being ready in preseason, that you still give him the opportunity. You still say, hey, kid, go out and do what you did at Ohio State. You went from Georgia and you took over that job right away and you were great and you went to the playoffs and you did it again the following year. And
I think we live in a different football time as well. Things are different. Things have just... Look, again, you go back to the situation that I think is fresh on their brain in Kansas City. I get why they did what they did. Alex Smith was a four-year starter going into 2017 in their system. And then in 2017, he was a Pro Bowler. I get why they took that approach. Would I prefer this to be an open competition? Yeah. I mean, I don't think anything... You don't harm anything by having an open competition. Do I believe this is going to derail a Super Bowl championship season? No, I think that will take care of itself.
Jeff in Uptown, you got to be short, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, it's Kevin in Bucktown.
Oh, my. You're joking, right?
That's a good. Funny guy.
That's a good call,
funny
Jeff,
guy.
Right there.
Hey, hope all is well with the fans. I got a quick two-part question. With all the skill we have on our defense, if Fields comes in and minicamp and, you know, really torches them, would you say that's NFL experience and he's ready?
Well, I wouldn't suggest torching anyone in minicamp would lead to any long-term conclusions. It certainly would be better than it would be, you know. I mean, it's good more than it's bad, but... I think you will figure stuff out as you get to training. Look, they've already greased the skids a little bit for you. They're talking about center quarterback exchange troubles consistently. They're telling you that Justin is now just learning how to call play in a huddle right now. You know, they're giving you their explanation for why this isn't a true competition, because Justin isn't ready yet. Andy will be the placeholder. When Justin's ready, then we'll make the change. I mean, that's their plan.
All right, if you missed the audio, we'll play it again in the 5 o'clock hour. Again, Matt Nagy saying there were no promises made that Dalton would be the starter, but he did tell Dalton that he would be the starter. And he did confirm that Justin Fields does not have a chance to win the starting job during training camp. 332-3776. We're back in 2 minutes.